Greetings. It is now time for what I believe, according to my schedule, is the final panel of the day. And the walls have come down once again. We are reunited. And we have, once again, Megan Biss appearing here on the days, who knows. For this final panel, we are focusing on the role of the IRS and Treasury in the tax-exempt sector and what a role it is. We are going to get some behind-the-scenes practical, I'd say, what, 4.5 or 5 decades of combined experience and perspective from a number of different positions within the sector. And I just want to pause. Rachel Levy of the IRS was unable to make it today, and very regretfully so, but Megan has incredibly graciously, kindly stepped in, and once you have that many decades of combined experience, you can just, you know, pop in for a second showing of the day. But we're very appreciative in all seriousness for Megan being here today. And similarly for Eve in stepping in and as she often does, since 1985, in fact. Eve has worked with tax-exempt organizations in the field for that many years, having served as a sole proprietor, also with a law firm. And in fact, she is not really here. She's semi-retired as of April 2023, but continues to be very engaged in the sector and can't resist helping bring together taxpayers in the tax-exempt space with the folks in the service and treasury who regulate them and help with compliance. And Eve is also a proud grandparent and a New Jersey native. I never knew the New Jersey part. So interesting tidbit. So, and Megan, for those of you who already heard, Megan has served in private practice for a number of years, but served for many, many years in the public sector, and has touched many of the projects, notices, and proposed and finalized regs that we deal with on a regular basis in this sector. So we're very fortunate to have from them. They have their perspectives and their experience from both sides of the private and public aisle. And without further ado, please.
Okay. Well, hi, folks. So originally it was anticipated that I was going to be moderating Rachel, and as a true government speaker, I was pre-submitting issues and questions I was hoping she would answer and hope that we would get 40 to 60% of those addressed, but that I wasn't going to have to do much talking. Then because it's unfortunate her not being able to attend and us pulling Megan in, we're planning on having a conversation. We like each other. We both talk very fast. And we're looking forward to covering 4 arenas in which I think we all know the IRS has a presence with the exempt sector. So, and I think we're doing them in this order. This is how improvisational we're being. That we're going to discuss regulatory enforcement via audits and how we would like them to be expanded. We're going to be talking about the back systems at the IRS, the IT systems that roster EO data, the inputting of EO returns. Errors in those realms are increasing and cause a huge amount of resource drains to both the IRS and to our clientele and obviously the sector's advisors. The third topic is, wouldn't it be nice if the 21st century, which we live in, was the same century that the IRS had communications and digital modes of serving exempt organization taxpayers? And last but not least, we think the EO sector would benefit greatly from increased output of guidance. So the first realm, and particularly as a IRS insider and not just a Treasury insider there, but having to work with Treasury, I know you expounded a little bit earlier in another presentation about regulatory enforcement via audits from the IRS, and let's talk about what's going on in that realm.
Yeah, so I think, you know, an active and engaged IRS can be a good thing, right? It means that there's increased voluntary compliance. It means that a tax gap is being closed. I think we, you know, generally like to know that the IRS is doing the job that it's expected to do. But in order to have an active and engaged IRS, you have to have funding and you have to have employees. And those are two places that the IRS has long suffered, but recently has received an infusion of funds for an uptick in examinations and the hiring of new employees.